We are up to Hamer La'aretz. Tzil of Hamer La'aretz, V'adam La'el, Berachamim. Hashem makes light for the world and for those that dwell on it. Berachamim with mercy. So what is La'aretz and what's Adam La'el? What's the benefit of the arts in this real? The Avodah explains that the arts is that it's for the ground, that the ground grows fruit through the sunlight, and it's mantic, it sweetens the fruits, as the Pasuk says, Mimegat for Hashemesh. And that's the arts that Hashem makes the light for the ground. Now, why is this a purpose for the ground? So the Mefarshim explain, because the tachlis of all the briyas in this world is to be mishamish b'nei Adam, to mishamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, if they're able to give off fruits and they're able to give off good fruits, then they are fulfilling their purpose in this briya, and therefore it's good for them as well. And therefore we're going to say Rachmim, that the fact that they give out good fruits is a purpose for them as well. Now why do we say Berachmim? So the Rekech explains that we say Berachmim that Hashem didn't make it too hot or too cold, but Hashem made it a perfect amount of heat, which is good for the ground, because that's the environment the ground needs to grow its crops, which is the taiva of the Haaretz. So Adam La'el refers to people, and for people it's also a benefit that it's not too hot or not too cold. And the Rachmim says that Avodah is also in the way the sun comes out, slowly by slowly, it doesn't come out at once. And this is good for people as well, because it would harm them if the sun came out totally at once, it would be too powerful for them. The Rav Elman Agra says that this that the Rishayim say, that the Meir La'olam Be'aretz Berachamim refers to the fact that Hashem didn't make it too hot, not too powerful, the sun. This is a connection to what we said in the Bracha of Yotzer Ha'or, that Ha'or is the Yitzira, that it was only spread out to certain places, but it's Mugbal, as the Gaon says. It's limited to where it's spread out to. Yotzer is an Abriya that has an end to it. It has specific boundaries. If the reason it's considered that it's spread out to this specific places is because Hashem stopped the influence, the power of Ar, that it only could go up to a certain amount in order that it shouldn't damage the Briya. The Yavid says, Rachamim isn't just that we have Ar that gives us light and doesn't destroy us because it's not too hot, but Hashem gave it in the way that's best for the people to be netted from it, the Ar. It's close enough that we can have, and Hashem made it in a way that there's many atavos to bnei Adam that come out of the Ar. Because of Fa'al Marpeh, it's healthy for people, it grows crops. That's all included in the Rachman that Hashem gave. The Chofetz Chaim says that the scientists tell us how far the sun is from the earth. If the sun would be any closer, the sun, the world would be destroyed with heat, and if we any further, it would be destroyed from the coldness. And this is the grace of Rachman of Hashem that He made it in such a way. So till now, the Rachman that we talked about was the way the sun is on this world. The Chassidim Ashkenaz have a different shot why it's called Rachamim. The Rachamim is that with Rachmanis Hashem gives us R. Meaning, because if never Hashem's Rachmanis, we really use Dabar's Chosim and there shouldn't be R anymore. There shouldn't be any more light. At certain times, when people do more Averis, the times that were bad. But Hashem always gives us this light, and that's the Rachamim, that the world doesn't get destroyed from our Averis that would cause a lack of light. Eliyahu Pian adds to this that we know Geshem is telling the Zchusim. When people are good, they get Geshem. When they're not good, there can be drought, there can be famine. If Hashem would do the same with Ar, the world would be destroyed because there'll be times there'll be no sun. But sun we always get, no matter how good or how bad we are, we always get the same amount of sun. So Geshem is somewhat telling the Zchusim. Shemesh, Ar, is only totally in the Rachmanis of Hashem, and the Zchusim never make us lose it. And that's why we say Berachmim, that's totally through the Rachmanis of Hashem. The Rav Shlomo Shofar Hirsch says we have to realize that every single breath and every single thing in this world needs this Rachmanis of Hashem, because we're also dependent on the great Rachmanis of Hashem, all of our Tavis, that we get through the sun. And therefore, we're all the Brias, the Kinyan of Hashem, like we're going to say, Malaretz Kinyanecho. And with his toiv, Hashem makes new every day the ma'aseh bereishis. So the Ravon says this refers to the ma'aris, and the pasuk says the isarim gedolim, that Hashem makes them every day. The Rebar Yochar says it's referring to the seasons, zereik, tzir, kar, and this is the tamid, that there's a cycle of them that constantly goes throughout the year. That is a constant cycle that's continuously implanted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbe Yochar brings a different pshat in Mechadosh V'tuvah Mechadosh V'chol Yom Tamid, that Hashem creates new malachim every day that sing Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shiras to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which bring a Rebbe of Kedusha to this world, and that's V'tuvah Mechadosh V'chol Yom Tamid, Ma'is HaBereishis, the Maisim of Bereishis. And therefore, says the Rebbe Yochar, it's not a Chodesh Tachas HaShomesh, because it's things that were already made to Gmasim Kvar. The Avadram says Maisim Bereishis in actuality refers to the Hevdil bin Or L'Choyshech. That Hashem does this every day, that Lo Yoyim V'Lel Lo Yishbaisu, that every day there's the cycle of day and night. Rav Ram ben Agra says a different pshat based on what we said, that Choshech is a bria, and therefore we're asking a question: how could there be a bria of Choshech daily? Because it's bira, it's constant. The answer to that is it's Ma'aseh Bereishis, that Hashem made it in Ma'aseh Bereishis, and it's a repeat of that, and that's not called Chodesh. The Magid Tzedek says a different reason pshat in this Ma'aseh Bereishis is what we're referring to. Why we say the Ma'aseh Bereishis, that's coming to answer a different question. Sometimes we see things that happen out of nature. It could be an earthquake, a hurricane, the sun stopping for Yeshua, a nace, Kriyas Yam Suf, miraculous things. How does this happen? The answer to that is, as Magid Tzedek, he brings a medrash, that when Hashem created these, the sun and the moon, he told them they have to stop at the times that it was predestined, Hashem wanted them to stop. For Moshe, for Yeshua. When Hashem created the Yam Suf, He created the Tanai that has to split for Moshe and Klai Yisrael to go over, the same with the Yadav, with Yeshua. So, when they were created originally, they were created to work in a way that they would stop at their normal function at these times. And that's what it means, Ma'aseh Bereishis, that in Bereishis, they were given this, that they should stop from their, deviate from their normal way of working at certain times, and work in a different way. Now we say, Ubatuva Mechadish, Bechayim Tamitz, or Shimon Schwab explains that every day we need a Tayyim of Hashem. There's no Muchsik to say just because we got it yesterday, we get it today. But Ubatuva Mechadish, we need to come out to that Tayyim of Hashem every day. And it says Tamit. Why do we say Bechayim Tamit? So what's the extra word Tamit? So Baraleib says Tamit is to tell you that every single second, it's not just once in the day, but it's every second of the day. Shimon Schwab says the difference between Tamid, that Tamid means that somewhere in the world, constantly, the sun is moving at a different step. So there's, at some point in the world, there's always sunrise and sunset, and that's what we say, Tamid, that he's always mechadish, this changing of Ar and Choshech. As Avadram says, that's what's going, referring to these words, Tamid at every single second of the day. Now we say, Ma'arabu Masecho Hashem. What does this mean, Marabu Masecho? So in the Rishayim, there's two pshatim in the Mefarshim. Marabu means either there's so many, or they're so great. Now what's this word, Ma? So the Malbim says that the word ma is to stress, to emphasize, that the Rabu, I'm sorry, the Mitzuda says that the word ma is to stress and to emphasize the word Rabu. When you have a word ma that doesn't flow with it, the next word, it's not a question, but it's to stress, to emphasize what we're saying. And that's what we say, ma Rabu Masecha Hashem. To emphasize how great or how many they are. Now the Reb Yaakov brings b'shem the Pirkei der Belazar that when Adam Rishon was created and he looked at all the Brias that Hashem created in this world and he saw how great they were, he said he started to be m'shabeach Hashem and he said this pasuk Ma'arav Ma'asecha Hashem. Now if it means many, why do we say that there's many? So Rambam Agra says the reason we say this is to say that even though there's many, Hashem was Eitz Shalom b'neim, as we said in Eitz Shalom. That even though there's so many, so you think that naturally they shouldn't get along, Hashem created it. That no matter how opposite from each other the different Brias are, and how Alpitera, some Brias should maybe wipe each other out, Hashem was Eitz Shalom b'neim, He made a system that they could all last simultaneously. Victor Miller says this, that they work like this, is a riot that Hashem made it, as we'll get to soon. But the Yavis learns that it means, Rabu means God, that they're big. K'may Rav Beisoy. The Talmud Dvar also learns like that, that the Lashon of Rav means that they're big, that they're great. Now we say, Kulam b'chachma, Sisa, you made them with chachma. What does chachma mean? So the Sipurna says chachma means that they were made for a specific purpose. They were made for a specific purpose, v'tachlis yedua. And that's the end of the pasuk. Says it's important in all arts kinyanecho that they're Hashem's kinyanim because they were created for a tachlis yedua, and therefore they're there to do the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Miller says that this is kulam chachma sisa. You see how complex the bria is. It's a raya that it was made from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's such a great, complex world. There's so many things in it that are impossible for a human being to create, and there's billions of such things that proves that there was an ultimate bayrei. That's what it means, malaretz kinyanecho, that the earth shows that they're kinyanim of Hashem, that Hashem created them. As we'll see, that's the type of kinyan lefi many rishonim b'farshim. That kinyan means that they're created through Hashem, and the bria, the chachmas habria shows this, that they were created like that. And part of that is, the Malbim says, that the Brias work with each other. That the cycle of life and the food chain and the fact that it never gets eaten up certain levels, which would cause an end to the entire food chain, because if you're missing the bottom links, it would have a ripple effect on everything else. That shows the Chochmas HaBria that was put into it. Shimon Schwab says that the first time he went on a jet plane in the sky, and he asked the stewardess if he could go diving in the side. So he was diving on the side, and he was by the window, and he saw from above the clouds the sun, the clouds, but from atop. And he was filled with a burning emotion of Marabu Masecho Hashem, Lehavdol Havdolis, Skiyadua. The astronauts, when they went up to the moon, they were also in the spall, and they spoke, the American astronauts, about the goddess Habari, what they see, the creations of Hashem. So Victor Miller was so in the spall, and when he davened, and he said these words, Ma'am Masachel Hashem, he said it with much more emotion. When he got back to New York, he told this over to Rabbi Breuer. Rabbi Breuer told him, when I see daisies, I see the same thing. I see a big flower came out of a tiny hole in the ground, and the many other miracles that Hashem makes in the creation of a daisy, and I get filled with emotion, and when I think about it, and I say afterwards, Marabu Masecho Hashem, with much more kavanah. Now we say, Malar, it's kinyanecho. What does it mean, kinyanecho? So the Rekeach says, Masecho, your works. The Rambam Agra says, tikunecho, things that you're masakin. Rashi says, that it means that everything is kani to Hashem. The Malbim says up here is pshat in Mara'abu, that it means that they're the kinyan of Hashem, and Hashem protects them, that they shouldn't be destroyed, and therefore they have a kiyum ativi, even though we don't always understand it, how they should always stay around. Then we say, Hamelech Hamroimim Levadoi Me'oz, Hashem that's exalted by Himself from always. The Rekech says it means before Hashem created this world, and there's only the seven Ahoris of Eish and Mayim, that was Levadoi. Hashem was Nisroimim Levadoi Me'oz, from before the time. Now why do we say this over here? The Lechem Rav says, so we shouldn't think that Hashem's Shvachim only come from what we said before, things of Bria Sa'olam, Shemesh, the times Hashem does for us, the months, the seasons, the lunar, the solar. But we say, even without these reasons, we have to be Shemeach Hashem. Because it's a Melech HaMorayim Levadim, even before anything was created, it was Morayim Levadim, it was exalted. Then we say, HaMeshubach, Hashem is, Meshubach is praised, Mefire is also praised, Mesnase is uplifted, Mimay Sa'olam, for the days of the world. So why do we say this? So the Radal explains that Hashem was Meroimim Lefnei Abriya, as we explained. But Meshubach, Mefayim, Misnaseh, these are things that people do. They praise Hashem. They glorify Hashem. They uplift Hashem, so to speak. Hashem is Misnaseh Aleihem, maybe as we'll see soon. That is only when there was a Briya. These are things that only happened, they said them when there was a Briya, in contrast to the beginning of the Pasuk, that Hashem was Meroimim Levadoi. Rav Ramban Agros says that these three things are coming to answer a question that you have. The Pasuk in Yeshayahu said, Ubayir Ra, why did Hashem create Ra? And why is it that? So in that we say that these are the midas of Hashem, Meshubach, Mefar, Mesnaseh. Meshubach is through the Tzadikim, that the Tzadikim of Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mefar is the Beninim, that it comes a Pe'er through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem's Mavra Pesheim, Mavra Rishon Rishon, that brings the Pe'er, the Midah of Mefayar. Misnathe is on the Rishayim, when Hashem is Aysa Din B'Rishayim. And this is the purpose of Ra and the Bria, to be Aysa Din B'Rishayim. And that's why we say, Ubayir Ra in the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Now we say, by all of these Svachim, HaMeshubach, HaMefayar, Misnathe, with the Hea Yedua, the Millet says, it's the Talos. That not only is Hashem Meshubach Mefayar Misnaseh, but Hashem is HaMeshubach HaMefayar Misnaseh. Hashem is really the only one that these attributes, that these Shvachim should go to. Hashem is the only one that's really praiseworthy, uplifted, exalted in this world. Is only Hashem. Not only does Hashem have these things, but He is the only one. And therefore we say it with the Hei HaYadua.